the year.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. Coming up on 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Clouds kind of keeping us company here. We are at 36 degrees, and as promised, we are talking hospice this morning. Colette Barton joins me in studio. Jenna joins me in studio. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for showing up.
Absolutely.
And we're talking hospice today. Hospice got a lot of things going on in the month of November, and it just seems like during the holidays, you guys kind of kick it into high gear. What's coming up for hospice here?
We have it's usually our annual memorial service that we're planning for and getting ready for, which looks a little different this year with COVID. We're doing it all virtually. We've got some pre-recorded stuff just to honor our families and all of those that we've served the last year on hospice. So I think we're really looking forward to that. Colette maybe knows a little bit about the Christmas trees that we got going on.
Yes, tell us about this, Colette Barton.
So our annual Tree of Lights, which is usually displayed at the hospital so folks can purchase a light in memory of the loved one that they have lost that continues to provide light in their life. And so this year, because we can't get into the hospital and we don't want people at the hospital, we are partnering with the Festival of Trees at Town Center Square. And that is, they have 33 trees that are going to be put up that people are donating, and then those will be donated to families in our community. Our tree, however, will remain because we are hoping to continue this forward. It's one of the things that's born out of COVID that, you know, we didn't plan for, but it's a good thing.
Right.
So folks can go to Town Center Square as they're doing their holiday shopping and take a moment and pause. Take a look at the Christmas tree, remember their loved one that they maybe aren't celebrating physically with this year, and just know that hospice is here to serve and honor the families, and will continue to do that.
Well, is the timing of this, and this, I guess this is a good question for both of you, is the timing of this because when people do experience a loss, that holidays are really a difficult time to kind of to soldier through? I'm speaking from my own experience, mm-hmm. is the timing sort of right in line with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think grief in the holidays is always, especially that first holiday season without your loved one.
Right.
It's tough. It's really tough for people. And I think that this, what we do to try to honor those people, I think we try to bring comfort. We try to bring peace, help them remember their loved ones, you know, as best we can.
Is this something, Jenna, I'll ask you this question too, because I always, when it comes to hospice and people that do what you do, is this something that started in you when you were younger and you just kind of felt drawn to it? Or is this something that you just sort of discovered later on and went, I really like this. I think this is where I'm going to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, this was not something I ever thought I would be doing. I really took a gamble and a risk when I applied for this job, and they kind of took a risk on me, too. I had no experience. But, man, this has been the most rewarding job I've ever done. It fills my cup in ways that no other job has.
Right.
There's just something special about getting to walk with families in such a vulnerable time and getting to help them kind of transition to their eternal home. I mean, it's really special.
Well, and I love that. I love that phrase, fill that cup, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, a lot of people are looking for that, you know, throughout their lives and in their work. And I can imagine that this would be rewarding.
Absolutely.
You know, once you step back and you look at what you do for people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you amazed when you look at people too and you find different family dynamics? Are you amazed at that, just the difference in people sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the biggest blessings of this job is just the different people I've gotten to come in contact with and just learning from them, different life advice, marriage advice that you hear. it's really special. And I think, you know, hospice, we talk a lot about dying, but for me, it's really taught me a lot about living and just to not take those days for granted because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right. And it is kind of a wisdom sort of thing, I would imagine, with hospice, and something that kind of falls in line with that pass it on philosophy, because
right.
you attain that wisdom and you're able to give that back.
Yep. Absolutely.
That is good stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, right around the holidays, so important to have a group like hospice. And we are very, very fortunate, because I think hospice here has developed into something so strong for a lot of families. And I think that's just by virtue of experience. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree.
And you just, you know, the number of families that have come into it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of families, too, that will need to bring hospice into their lives in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
We have great community support, for
all
sure.
Right. Well, Colette, Jenna, anything you want to add before we wrap things up here? Great to have you in studio.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for having us.
Well, anytime. I mean, open door. I mean, it's hospice. Forget about it. You're always welcome here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Celebrating the holidays with hospice as they do in great and unique ways year in and year out. It's 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Smith Motors in Wahpeton invites you to their November sale on used inventory. Check out the great specials on SUV inventory, like a 2014 GMC Terrain Denali, now $99.90, a 2016 Ford Explorer X for $24.90, as well as a 2013 Cadillac Escalade 4x4 for $27.990. Hurry in and take advantage of these great deals. Smith Motors in Wahpeton, small town friendly, big town deals, or visit them online at smithmotors.com.
Titan Machinery needs to add an experienced administrative support expert to our team in Wahpeton, North Dakota. As a store administrator, you will greet and assist customers through friendly and professional phone, in-person, and online interactions, while processing daily and monthly accounting duties and administrative functions.